making me get bad noises on the microphone.
I don't care about no stupid bad noises on the microphones.
Where it's at?
I got two turntables and a microphone.
Where's that?
I got two turntables and a microphone. I'm Jeff.
I'm Dan.
And you're listening to Uncorked Gamers, episode 50, where we talk about gamer life and gaming news. Welcome.
Welcome.
Now, I had the opportunity. I know this is kind of old news. It's fairly old.
Right.
It's last week during PAX Prime, which I watched like maybe a couple hours worth.
Honestly, you know, I didn't watch too much of it either. There's just so much random stuff being here and there.
Yeah, it's all over the place, man. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the cosplay thing is cool, but it gets boring. For me?
Do they have like a contest or something?
Yeah, they always have contests. Yeah. I mean,
I really don't watch much of PAX.
I mean, it's cool live, I guess.
But, yeah.
You know, watching it on stream is just kind of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But something that happened in PAX, which I didn't realize until just like an hour ago, an hour and a half ago, 2 hours ago.
You're welcome.
Probably like 2 hours ago.
Yeah.
Thank you, Vegan. Is that they actually announced a release date for Afterbirth. And that's going to be October 30th, one day before Halloween.
Right.
Which is going to be awesome.
You know why they're not doing it on the 31st, right?
Because everybody's going to be out.
No.
What do you mean?
Because it's what? The premiere of Ash vs. Evil Dead. I mean, you don't want to compete with that. A lot of people care about
that. They want people to play the game. That's what they're doing on the 30th. If they did it on the 31st, no one would play the game.
People would play the game.
Yeah, people would play the game, but not as much as there was.
Like, Daddy, I mean, this is your house right here. Daddy, let's go trick-or-treating. No, sweetie. Can't. Afterbirth.
What does that mean, Daddy? Afterbirth. You don't need to know what it means.
Go trick-or-treating with the dog. The dog will protect you.
I'm not going to do that to my kids. I'm not going to play Afterbirth on the 31st. I'm going to dress up as something this year.
Dude, I saw this image. It's actually kind of cute for, like, couples. You go as half an avocado. The other person goes the other half of the avocado.
Who has the bulge?
You both have the bulge.
You can't both have the bulge.
No, it makes sense. So your heads are the pits. So when you're like kissing and stuff like that, you make one avocado.
Our heads are the pits. There's two pits?
Each half has its own pit because it's two costumes, right? But when you come together, it's one avocado.
Okay, so you can't. Okay. I still don't like the fact that there's two pits. Somebody needs to not have a pit.
But then somebody needs to not
have a head. Because the pit stays on one side.
And somebody needs to not have a head.
That's not a possibility, Dan.
Oh, well. I guess you have to live with these inconsistencies.
You seen the more risque ones? The socket and the plug?
No, I haven't seen that. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a socket and a plug.
Wow.
That's very, very,
Continue dangerous. With your afterbirth.
What?
October 30th.
That's
yes.
What I said. Yeah.
Coming
and, up. And I saw some, gameplay from PAX. They have some cool features. They got some really cool features coming up. First of all, there's like L-shaped rooms.
Mm-hmm.
That's a thing, right? There's a bunch of new enemies, a bunch of new items, of course. There was an item that was, where you become a permanent wizard.
Wizard's hat.
Are you a wizard? Permanently.
Yep.
No.
Why not?
Because I
love it.
That thing sucks. But he ended up getting Dr. Fetus, so that went away and he started shooting bombs instead.
Mm-hmm.
Which is awesome, because you don't... Wizards suck. It's just...
He was doing alright with it. Why?
No,
he
wasn't.
Right
he wasn't doing alright with it.
He got
was
far.
Struggling. He was struggling with it. He was struggling to hit things.
What about some of the other items you saw?
There was... Oh, the enemies, though. There were some weird enemies.
Oh, yeah. There was the big fat guys with two heads.
Yeah. They had like a little Siamese twin kind of thing going. Yeah. Except it was only like the heads.
You know the names of the enemies?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Okay. It might be easier for people if you knew the names.
It's the fatties. The fatties that fart and knock you back.
Yeah.
Whatever their name. I don't remember his name.
And he has the two-head one looks like they have a vomit that leaves a green... don't touch me floors in front
it's
of them.
A creep. Green creep.
Yeah, green creep in front of them.
There's a boss room with Larry and Pin at the same time.
Yeah, two layers, actually. There,
there was two layers, yeah. But usually there's two layers. Or one big long one.
Yeah.
But they... Pin's explosive shot actually was doing damage, which is normal. Usually the they'll do damage to explosive... their explosive shots will usually do damage to other enemies, except if they're explosive themselves. So, yeah. So, I mean, that was completely normal. But, it's easy to take out Larry's like that with just, like, bombs.
Yeah.
What else did I see? What else did I see? I can't remember.
All right, there's a new floor effect, or a dungeon effect. Called burning. You have a burning dungeon.
Oh yeah, what was that exactly? I wasn't paying too much attention.
It made the screen hazy, and it appeared to me, based off of, like, it only spent like one or two rooms in there, as far as I can tell. Little jumpy guys, they shoot like blood out of their headless corpses.
Yeah, they were on fire.
They were just on. Some of them were just automatically on fire without having to go into a fire. So it might do things like that to enemies. It might just automatically set them on fire if they have a fire effect or something like that.
Those guys are so annoying too.
Yeah. Well. Now you got that to look forward to.
There was an item, a regular item room. Just, you know, whatever. Use a key, get into your item room, treasure room. And it was blocked by three rocks and spikes. What is that? It's supposed to be a free item. It's supposed to be a free item. So now you have to either have a bomb or you have to take damage. So basically, if you have a heart, one heart, no bombs, you can't grab that item.
Yep.
It's ridiculous.
It's gonna put a new spin on Blue Baby Runs.
Oh, man. Sazel's OP.
Yeah. And, I can't believe you're not talking about some of the other ones. There was a new item called, it was a devil deal.
Mind you, I was playing Binding of Isaac while this was
I told you to watch. It was Athema, and whenever you got hit, you would create a dark energy orb around you. Massive amounts of damage, so it's trading your life for massive amounts of quick damage.
That was there's other items that have that effect.
Looked like there was new bottom left screen items, or those trinkets or whatever. One just gave you a flat damage boost.
Was there a new trinket?
I forget what
the new trinket was. Oh, there was the... What was that trinket? The one he dropped. Well, that was the trinket, right? The damage one. That was a trinket.
It just gave you a flat damage boost.
They were doing a lot of two-player stuff, though.
Oh, there's a new Dig Dug guy.
The Dig Dug guy?
Yeah, guys pop out of the ground.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
Yeah, whenever he popped out of the ground, he created a rock shield around himself.
It was just like a head.
Yeah, he created like a rock, like Azazel does.
Yeah.
Like around him, and he shot explosive, shots. Which would damage enemies in the room, yeah.
So, I mean, all in all, it wasn't too much gameplay of it.
And there was a new boss.
The new boss.
So there's this new mode called Greed Mode. So you can go normal, hard, and greed.
Wait, who was the new boss?
The guy that took his head off.
Took his head? Oh, was he a boss?
Yeah, he was a boss.
He seems like he was one of, like, the Seven Sins guys.
Maybe he was, but he had a boss life guy.
I mean, he was definitely one of those guys. Like, he looked like one of those guys. I don't know if he's an actual room boss, yeah.
Bandages and stuff like that, and he would take off his head and roll it.
And it turns into a big old spider.
It turns into one of those, like, purple flame spiders.
Yeah, the ones that shoot, like, the homing shots.
And greed mode is basically just a switch in the middle of the room. You hit it, and enemies start appearing. And there's a timer, and if the timer runs out, the next wave happens. And you can turn off the switch anytime, collect your money, go in, buy a key, get some item rooms. There's multiple item rooms. And then, you keep repeating that process. So you hit 10 waves, I guess. It seems to me...
They didn't end it, though. That's when the actual gameplay ended.
They did
10
waves.
Yeah, but they didn't show anything after that.
Yeah, they did
not. Like,
they
just finished the little boss guy.
I did notice the button had a different look to it. So I wonder if, like, once you hit the 10 waves, you can hit that button and it'll reset the room or something, or reset the item rooms.
Yeah, I wonder exactly what the deal is completely with that. Because there was no closure.
Yeah, there was none. And, but it seemed to me a lot like, Call of Duty has zombie mode.
Yeah.
It seemed like one of those.
Except
for
you can
Isaac.
Turn it off whenever, but yeah.
Yeah.
And, if you actually turn it off and go to, like, an item room of the store, when you come back, it stays at the same spot that it was at. So,
the
like,
same
if you
wave,
did up
yeah.
to 8, then it'll continue on 8. Actually, it would continue on 9 because you more than likely finished 8.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, it doesn't go back all the way to zero. Good thing, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, it depends.
There's also a daily mission or a daily run.
Yep.
Which is the I guess the same run for everybody, and there's a score system to that.
Yeah. So it's a leaderboard mode, so you can basically see how you do against other people. At playing Binding of Isaac, a random game.
I see iCasper being on top of that a lot.
Really?
That guy that's what he does, man. He plays Isaac. Ah, that guy. Anyway.
It looks like there was new pills, but we don't know what they did.
Yeah, the guy wouldn't take the damn pills.
The streamer would never use any pills.
He grabbed the pills, wouldn't take them. And everybody was yelling at him, take the pills. By everybody, I mean me.
And me.
Dan was helping out, too.
Yeah.
And he just wouldn't take damn pills.
I need to know. I need to know what's in the
pills. Come on, this is a new game, and you're not doing everything.
Yeah.
You're a jerk.
He was a jerk. He was a jerky jerk.
He was a dehydrated meat jerk.
Yeah. I mean, it seemed like there was other things. I just can't remember exactly what they were, but they were more minute things, stuff like that. Probably maybe a second new item that he might have picked up. It's hard for me to tell. I don't know as much of the game as Jeff does.
Yeah, like I said, there wasn't too much of it going on.
I mean, it's still a random game. He was playing an actual build of it, so he was getting things randomly.
There's a bunch of... Apparently, they're going to do a bunch of new babies for a second player. Mostly cosmetic, he said, but which they all kind of are right now.
Yeah.
I mean, they all really are cosmetic right now. They don't actually do anything different, I don't think. But he did say that a few of them are going to be different. And then, new secret babies, which someone's going to go into the code probably and figure out how to get it, because that's how they did last time. They didn't seem to want to go through the process of, you know...
Discovering the game?
Yeah, like doing the community effort to discover how to get it. You know, through all the little puzzle pieces that you get, but...
You know how we feel about that here at Uncore Gamers, people. We don't like it.
Yeah, we don't. We don't. Don't go into the game's code and figure things out.
It's a great mystery. I want to read some article 5 years later about how nobody ever figured out this one thing in a game, like, I think the original Halo or Halo 2 had something like that, but nobody figured it out. I remember what it was. I think it was the monkey people. Like Halo 2 or Halo 3.
I know nothing of monkey people.
You get like just randomly, they're just there, and like nobody noticed it for like a couple years. Yeah.
Do they do anything? What?
I don't understand. They're just like a background image. Like in in one of the maps.
Like Planet of the Apes style?
Yeah. I could be wrong if that was the thing, but there was something in one of the Halos that like. You know, it's like people put the secret trailers, like the Batman had that trailer for the Batman Arkham Knight in the Arkham City one. And like, it just went, like, nobody figured it out. Nobody noticed it for like 5-6 years. And eventually, I think one of the guys at Bungie was like, hey, by the way, this is in the game.
They actually announced it.
Yeah.
And then people felt so stupid.
Right?
Yeah.
Or Bungie did. It's like, man, we really did not give any hints to this whatsoever. It
doesn't matter, dude. People usually discover stuff like that. It's just it's surprising when people don't discover things like that.
Or they go into the code.
Yeah. Edmund is really mad.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully, is there ways for you to prevent that from happening? Like, as a... You know, when you create game, can you make it so someone can't actually get in there? Like you know, some anti-hack tools or something. I don't know.
I think if there was, Capcom and Activision probably would have figured it out a long time ago after all those DLC issues they've had recently. It was like the Street Fighter, everything being on the disc. You know, all that good stuff.
Speaking of issues, Metal Gear Solid 5.
Metal Gear?
Is having, issues with data corruption, save data corruption.
That's a good thing I haven't started playing that yet.
It's only on a certain couple levels, which is, I believe, what was it, 29 and 45?
Okay.
Where if you use a certain helper during those missions, there's a glitch where your save data will get corrupted. So they don't know what's causing it, but they're just advising people not to use the helper guy. Those two levels. So, that's that.
So, patch incoming. to what you're saying.
But they don't even know. They don't even know what's causing it, though. They're still trying to figure out what the cause of it is. So apparently, there's no patch, like, as of now, and they're not. They just need to figure it out first.
Okay.
They're in the dark right now, Dan. So, I mean, I guess you'll figure out what I'm talking about once you get there, but I don't have the game. And I don't want to watch the game. I've been avoiding streams.
Yeah?
With Metal Gear.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch any streams. I am not going to be playing that thing anytime soon, and there's a reason for that. It's a continuous story, and I am not caught up with the story. I have to play the...
Are you determined to actually play the other ones first?
Oh, yeah, dude. I love Metal Gear. The Metal Gear franchise is great. You might have a hard time getting the full story.
I've only played the first two.
What?
I own them.
But, I mean, you could get a digital copy of Snake Eater HD Edition.
Yeah.
On your PS3.
Yeah.
And you can also get a digital copy of Peace Walker on your PS3.
Okay.
The only one you would have a hard time getting a hold of, because the first two really don't have much as far as direct connection with Metal Gear Solid V. It's not the same Snake.
Was there a time warp here somewhere?
So, Metal Gear Solid 3...
Are you ruining something right now?
Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater.
Do I need my ears? Earmuffs?
Okay, I'm sorry for the, like, 10-year spoiler.
Just say earmuffs. That's all you have to say is earmuffs.
Fine. No, I'm not going to say it.
Well, say it now. Now you got to say it. I don't care anymore.
Metal Gear Solid 3 takes place before the first Metal Gear game.
Okay.
That's a prequel.
Whatever.
It's a prequel.
So it branches out from there. Whatever.
So if you haven't played Snake Eater, you haven't played Peace Walker, you haven't played Ground Zeroes, you're not going to be missing a lot of the background story to what happens in Metal Gear Solid 5. And if you haven't played the often forgotten, and for some reason never mentioned, but part of the official canon storyline, Portable Ops on the PSP. Peace Walker was also on PSP.
Why do they do that? They shouldn't do that.
Probably because they weren't sure if the whole Snake Eater storyline was going to keep going or not, you know?
Well, I don't know. Whatever. Is that free?
No. Portable Ops?
No. Was that ever free? Did I ever get that?
No.
Okay.
It's good, though. I've enjoyed my time. That's where I'm on right now.
I think I have like 100 games on the PSP.
I have to
do... And I don't even own a PSP.
You just need to pick up the Vita, and then bam, you can play most of them. If not all of them.
Are they mostly Vita?
What?
Wait, I'm confusing this too. Never mind. I'm saying PSP, am I? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, I'm saying PSP. Never mind. Sorry. I confused myself.
Get yourself the Aqua Blue Vita. So yeah, I gotta finish Portable Ops. I'm probably like a third of the way through that game. And I'm gonna have to play Peace Walker, Ground Zeroes, because I gotta get me my Hideo Kojima. And then I'll play Microsoft 5 Phantom Pain. So by the time I'm done playing that game, everybody would know the spoilers that have already been posted on the internet by news sites. And people that review games have been talking and doing like let's plays of the game and talking about like the final missions of the game and stuff like that. And the game's been out for like 2-3 days. I'm sorry you got like a 1 month copy, review copy, and you're like, hey, let's show all this stuff.
Oh,
right,
the
now.
New one? Really?
Yeah.
That's lame. Why are they doing that?
I don't know. Like, I guess because it's trending right
well,
now.
Well, I mean, at least they must be saying, like, spoiler alert, right? Somewhere in there.
Well, the title was like, hey, like, the title of one of them was, the game doesn't end at the end credits.
Well, nah, you would have saved for the end credits anyway.
Yeah, I probably would have saved for the end credits, but still. I mean, really?
Yeah, when you do it in the title, yeah. There's also, I read about a secret cutscene.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And this is a PT cameo. Is that what you're talking about?
There's a PT, or is it a Kojima cameo?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. That's what I said.
Mentioned. Is that the same thing? Are we talking about the
it's
same
thing?
It's not
a cutscene. Well, there might be a cutscene involved with him, but to get him, he has to play Ground Zeroes.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. I heard something about a cutscene, secret cutscene. I might be incorrect.
I'm not sure. Maybe. There might be one. But there's a PT cameo. The ghost from PT is in Metal Gear Solid 5. You can find her.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I want to find her.
Yeah, you do. So you ever talk about it tonight.
So when do you think that you're actually going to get started on this?
I don't know, because something new just happened recently. So I'm probably going to be wrapped back up in that for a while. I would hope to have Portable Ops done by the end of October. That's my hopeful outlook right now. So probably a while before I actually get the Phantom Pain.
You're talking about like months, right?
I'm talking about months, yeah. I'm talking about I'll be done with Phantom Pain, and then I'll sit down and start playing Uncharted 4.
Yeah, it is a hidden cutscene.
There's a hidden cutscene?
Yeah, it's a hidden cutscene.
Ah, oh, man.
I won't spoil it for you.
The thing is,
if you don't figure it out, you can look it up later.
Yeah, I mean, is it something that I can miss?
Well, yeah, it's hidden.
No, but I mean, like if I don't do it within this point in the game, like, I won't be able to do it? Because I hate things
I don't know.
Because I hate replaying
games. Actually having to reach up to that point again?
Yeah.
That might be a thing.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Let's see, and then there's some small news. You want me to hit some small news up? Alright, this is for you, Mr. I Got a Nintendo Wii U.
Wii U!
And you're excited about this.
Pikmin 4!
Yeah.
I knew about that.
Very close to completion.
Yeah, it's almost done.
You gonna get it?
I still need to buy Pikmin 3.
Do you even care?
Yes, I do. Pikmin's a cool game, dude. I love the graphics in it.
How come you haven't picked up Pikmin 3 yet?
Because I don't have money, dude. I picked up a lot of games because I don't have money.
Dude, didn't you pay something off recently?
What?
Didn't you just recently pay something off?
No. That was like a while back.
How do you still not? Oh, wait, you're putting more money into other things right now, aren't you?
Yeah, look, I mean, I owe a lot of money. A lot of money. So at the beginning of this year, of next year, I'll be able to pay off something else. Which means that it is going to be about $200 less a month for me. So, yeah, I mean, that's a good chunk.
Yeah.
That's a good chunk. And then after that, it's probably going to have to wait till, like, the next year. Till I pay off another one. So, yeah, I'm in it pretty deep.
Right. But, I mean, like...
I mean, it's my own fault.
You've been maintaining so far. But now you're putting an extra into the stuff you've already paid off. I mean, are you still...
As of now, I'm trying not to, like, especially during this time of the year. So, I've just been, you know, just doing, like, minimum.
Okay.
Right? So, because, I mean, Halloween's coming up, and then there's, obviously, Thanksgiving. So,
you're building your holiday nest.
Segment. Well, yeah, dude, I can't... I mean, I want to have some extra stuff to be able to, you know, like, spend money on food for Thanksgiving.
Right.
Costumes for, you know, for Halloween for the kids. And then, you know, Christmas time is just Christmas time. That's, like, the worst one.
Yeah, so as it stands right now, you're basically... By doing the minimums, you're making an extra $200 than you normally didn't have right now. Right? Is that what you said?
Yeah, roughly, yeah.
So, essentially, if you wanted to treat yourself 1 month, let's say, you'd be like, no, I'm only going to put 100 extra, and I'm going to use this 100 to get myself this new game that I've been waiting for.
Well, no. It would have to wait until after the holiday season.
Right, after the holiday season. But yeah. Next year, you'd be like...
It would be at the beginning of next year. Like, I could spoil myself a little bit. Beginning of next year. By a little bit, I mean, I could probably buy like 5 games. So, I mean, that's like what?
So you're coming
in. So $300 worth, you know, I could probably do.
I mean, let's not jump that far. I mean, I'm saying like maybe 100 for yourself every now and then.
Now and but then. I don't want to. I don't want to.
I know you don't want to. I'm just saying you're not.
There's more important things that money can go to.
You're not in the drought right now.
No, no, no. I'm definitely not in the drought, but. The money can go to more important things, which is what I need to do right now.
Man, that game bug is just not sticking as well as it used to.
I mean, I am spending money on myself. I am spending money on myself. I'm spending money on myself. It's not like I'm not, you know what I mean? And the family. Mostly it's been the family. as of late. So, you know, just kind of going out and stuff like that. Nice. Whatever. So, yeah. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. This is my finances, man.
So, Tokyo Game Show is going to happen September 17th until through the 20th.
Yep. Coming soon.
So, expect to hear some stuff coming out of Japan. They're going to be showing the new Star Ocean, as well as a new God Eater game, if you're interested in that.
Which one was that one again?
It's like Monster Hunter, but sci-fi feature.
Yeah.
It's pretty popular. Bandai Namco filed a trademark for Slashy Souls.
What the hell is that?
Nobody knows.
Okay.
I mean, it's finally a trademark. A lot of people are speculating that it's like, maybe it's a phone game, maybe it's a hack and slash game, like, maybe, you know, there's a lot of games that have the ending Souls, like Titan Souls, and all these other things, like, maybe it's just not related to the Souls franchise at all. I'm thinking that maybe they're just doing it as a placeholder. They're just, like, finding the trademarks so they can hold the name, because since a lot of things have been going Souls.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm, definitely a possibility.
Because they do things like that. They file trademarks and, like, things just to hold on to the titles in case they want to use it later.
Yeah, people used to do that with websites.
They still do that.
People used to, you know, acquire Coca-Cola.com, you know, for cheap. And then Coca-Cola.com be like, hey, we want this. And they'd be like, well, you're going to have to give me $500,000 if you want this. Coca-Cola's like, all right.
Yeah. I mean, you say used to, but no, that still happens.
No, they made a bunch of laws against that, dude.
It still happens, though.
Well, yeah, but I guess the laws are just kind of... I don't know, just weird.
What can they do?
Like, I mean, there must be some kind of loophole.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're like, hey, no, I acquired this because I wanted to name a product, you know, this.
Yeah.
And then these guys are telling me they're a company already. I didn't know that. Well, you know, stuff like that.
Whatever. Yeah, probably. This is a game I want to talk about that was on Kickstarter called Eco. It sounds really interesting.
Eco as in ICO?
ECO. Like ecology.
Oh, okay.
So imagine Minecraft, right? You imagine Minecraft.
Okay.
You run around, you cut down trees, build your houses and stuff like that.
You don't have to
cut down more trees.
I don't like cutting down trees. I'm imagining.
Okay. Cutting down more trees because you want to make some wooden swords and helmets, stuff like that.
I want oxygen.
Right? Cutting down even more trees. Bam.
Stop with the cutting of the trees.
Next thing you know, you've just deforested an entire region.
Yeah.
Now imagine if the
world... Now you're Brazil.
Are you going to let me finish my imagination speech?
Your imagination speech, yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Now imagine that the world of Minecraft had a lot more animals in it, right? Had bugs, had birds, you know, pumas. Now imagine you cut down those trees. Now imagine some of the bugs used to, quote-unquote, live off those trees. Now those bugs aren't there anymore. Now those bugs aren't there to feed those birds anymore. And now those birds aren't there to feed those pumas anymore. Now you've, through your process of taking down these woods and not planting new trees, have destroyed the entire ecosystem and have caused animals to go extinct. This is Eco.
No!
And it's multiplayer.
Not the pumas.
So other people can start building factories that are polluting your air. And so you have to ask for new legislation, a new law to be passed, so that they can't.
Oh, jeez, man, this sounds pollute. Like.
And so the community votes on whether it passes or not.
What?
And then, I'm not done. And then, like, let's say you want your house to be built, but you don't want to do it.
So you pay can't just somebody, build a house?
You could, I guess. I don't know too much about the game. It's in the Kickstarter, right? It's not out yet. But let's say you want a house, and you're like, oh, I can't build a house. Maybe I don't have time to build a house. Well, I'm going to put out this contract so this other player can build this house for me, and then they get paid. I pay them for building my house.
In-game money.
In-game money.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want no real money over here.
This is the world of
Zika. Microtransactions.
This is Minecraft with consequences.
This is like real Minecraft.
Yeah. I am intrigued.
What kind of graphics? Is it the same as Minecraft?
It looks a little less blocky. Probably a little bit more,
8-bit-ish?
No. It's more smooth. It's still 3D look and stuff. It's still that Minecraft 3D look, but it's more smooth. It doesn't have the weird jaggies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, from what I've seen and stuff like that. So, I don't know, just a little bit nicer looking. A little less rough around the edges. I'm interested in it. I mean, the concept has intrigued me. What do you think?
Sounds like a PC game.
I believe it is a PC game.
Is it going to be PC only?
I don't know, dude. It's on Kickstarter.
Well, Kickstarter has some information.
Yeah, I have actually read the Kickstarter. I just read the synopsis.
Well, then, there's your first problem.
Do you not like the synopsis? The synopsis?
No, it's cool. It's cool.
Not enough?
Yeah, it's like a real Sims.
Yeah.
It's like, this is what actually happens in real life.
I know.
Deforestation is a real problem, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Needs to stop, okay?
It is a real problem. But yeah, I just wanted to give that quick shout out. I'm not sure when the Kickstarter ends, but give it a look, see if it's still going. You might want to donate some money.
Yeah,
to
I'm going
to
check this out.
It's already reached its goal of 100,000.
Jeez, really?
When I read the article, it was at 165.
Nice.
So it was not even...
People want this game.
Not even that big of a goal, really, as far as games are concerned.
Still, man, if they were able to reach 165, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Speaking of shout-outs, can I give a shout-out?
Yeah, go ahead, give a shout-out.
I want to give a shout-out to Pookie404, Twitcher.
How am I not surprised?
Listen here. We're playing Mario Kart the other day, right?
You and Pookie?
He wanted to do something with the with his viewers.
Okay.
So he wanted to do a game that everybody can play at the same time, right? So he's like Mario Kart. And he's asking everybody, okay, if I play Mario Kart on Friday, will people join me? Will you guys join me? Will you play with me? And I told him, yeah, I'd be down to play, man, totally. And another people said, I think there was a couple other people that said, yeah. So he was on, and he said, okay, if nobody joins me by 9:30, he started at 8, I'm switching to another game. And I was there, I was watching him since 8 o'clock, but I was doing some other stuff, and it was like 8:45 at the time, and nobody had joined him yet. So I was like, I'll join this guy, whatever. So I turned on my Wii. And I ended up waiting a little bit, and it was like 9 o'clock, and still nobody. And so I ended up, I said what's up to him, and I told him, yeah, I'm gonna join you right now. He's like, okay, cool, right? So we're playing, right? And he's like, all right, do you have the DLC? And I was like, no DLC, so no DLC tracks. I don't have them. And he's like, all right, that's fine. We can go normal tracks. That's not a big deal, right? So we're playing for a little bit, and he's like, you know what, Black? He's like, you've been watching me for a while. I switched to Hitbox, and I came back to Twitch, and you were there again. Like, you supported me again. And I really appreciate that, and to show you how much I appreciate that, I'm gonna buy you the DLC for this game. And he passed me 20, I guess I could say it, right? 20 bucks. Yeah. I mean, it was all through whispers and stuff like that, you know? Yeah. But, he ended up giving me 20 bucks to buy the DLC. So I still have some money left over from that.
Right.
Cause the DLC was, I believe 12, it was 12.
13, yeah.
So, yeah, 12 bucks. So I have like $8 left, you know, from that. So, and I'm probably going to use it for more DLC stuff. You know what I mean?
I don't
want to just like take the money. I would feel bad to just kind of take the money.
Yeah.
Even though it's only like $8, you know, it's just the principle of the matter. So I'm gonna buy some more DLC stuff, probably on the Wii, cause I want to get some stuff on the Wii.
Yeah.
You know. And it was super awesome, you know, and then I was downloading for like forever, cause the Wii U takes forever to download anything.
Cause Nintendo has that internet thing.
God,
on,
dude.
On lockdown.
Oh my god. Dude, it took like 40 minutes to download.
Do you have a hardwire? Can you hardwire it?
I will, no, that one, even if it was, though, it's still slow.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's on Wi-Fi at the moment, but, yeah, it doesn't matter, man, because it's so stupidly slow. But anyway, so, yeah, I thanked them already, but I still, you know, on the podcast, I want to actually give him a big thanks, to Pookie. You know, he's a cool guy. So watch his stream. Pookie 404.
How do you spell Pookie?
P-O-O-K-E-Y. Pookie.
There you go.
404.
The numerical, right?
Yeah, and I, yeah, for, 404. So I found out, that he, well, actually, I knew this a while back, you know, through conversations on Twitter, that he's actually lives close by.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which is kind of cool, right?
Man, we're finding a bunch of people live close by.
And, he invited me to go to, Counter-Strike Global Offensive Tournament in San Jose. And, he asked me at first, like, hey, you know, how much do you know this game? And I was like, well, I don't own it and I've never played it. And he's like, oh, blah, 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 blah. He's like, I was just looking for someone to go to the tournament over in,
to be part of San Jose. Team?
That's what I was confused about because I thought he was talking about him playing. And he's like, well, if I have no reason to go, then, you know, I'm just not going to go, you know, because he wanted people to go with him, right?
Yeah.
And the whole time I was thinking, yeah, like he wants to play and he wants a team. And I was like, well, I've never played the games, you know. I mean, what can I do? You know what I mean? Even if I bought the game like now, I wouldn't be good enough to play in a tournament. So he started talking about, yeah, like, yeah, tickets are 40, it's a, you know, he's like, it's a 2-day event. Tickets are like $40. This is like after, you know, like a few minutes afterwards. He's like, tickets are $45, a 2-day event, you know, or, you know, the, or we can get like the premium ones for like $100, you know, blah, 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 this and that. And I was like, oh, I was like, I thought you meant to play. Like, do you actually just want to go and watch? It's like, 'cause I'm down to go just watch the tournament.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, definitely not play. No. No, this is me. Like, I'm not going to play this game. And he's like, yeah, I just wanted to go watch. And I was like, yeah, I'm totally down to go watch. And, it's in November. I think it's, sometime in November. So there's still a lot of time. Yeah. You know? So,
this,
I mean.
This is a pretty packed, like, end of the year for us as far as things going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of this, like, this is the global offensive game that, tournament that I didn't know about is happening in November. And that thing is huge. That game is so huge, dude. Yeah, so many people play this game.
It is the one that we keep hearing all those, tournament things about,
cheaters. But, I mean, they kinda,
they're getting their best.
Dwindled that down, yeah. Right? Yeah. But yeah, I didn't know about this. And this happened, a couple days ago. I think it was Sunday. I believe it was Sunday when this happened, when he was talking to me about it, so. Yeah.
That's cool, man.
That's really cool. It's really cool.
You gonna do some double casting with him one of these days?
If he plays the Wii U again, I think I'll do some. Otherwise, I don't think we share too many games, or at least not too many two-player games, online games.
Mm.
I know, I've seen him play Street Fighter, but he plays it on PS4 or PC, so I can't join him.
But you will in Street Fighter 5.
As long as he buys it.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem like too big on the fighting scene, the fighting game scene, so.
Maybe. Have you seen him try out any other fighting games? Like maybe he's into
just Street Fighter 4. That's the only game I've seen him actually play on stream. Okay. I'm certain that he played it off stream.
Does he
as well.
Do Isaac? Can you do Isaac Races with him?
I've never seen him play Isaac. That's what I mean. Like, mostly the games that he plays is, recently he's been playing Demon's Souls. No. Not Demon's Souls.
Dark Souls 2.
Dark Souls 2, yeah.
That's on sale right now.
Really?
It's like $30, I think. The PS4 edition.
That's not bad.
Yeah. That's just like more than half off. It's like 60, 70.
It's still a $60 game?
Yeah.
Damn.
It's not that old.
Pretty old, dude. It's a couple years.
There's a PlayStation anniversary sale. A lot of things were like 60-70% off, depending on if you have PS Plus or not. There's some really great games in there. I'm gonna actually pull that up while Jeff continues the story to highlight some of the great games. Not everything, because there's like over 120 games, but some of the good ones.
So, we don't share too many games. He's been playing the Mega Man Collection recently.
Oh, are you gonna get that?
I probably will now.
It looks good, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I have.
You have them all original.
I have some of the games. They don't have 7 or 8 in it, and 9 and 10 just kind of came out.
Yeah.
Like after the whole thing.
I hate how they like. I guess it's the Legacy Collection, and technically 7 and 8.
Yeah, the Legacy Collection is like the NES Collection.
The NES Collection.
And the Super Nintendo Collection, you know what I mean?
Well, Super Nintendo it goes into, would be
it
7.
It does go into PlayStation 1, though.
What do you mean it goes into? Oh, 9 and 10?
The X Series.
It has the X Series?
Yeah.
I thought it was just 1 through 6.
I mean, the X... Which ones came out on Super Nintendo? Was it X
7.
Through...
Yeah, X through X3.
3? Was it just a 3?
It was like 7 and X1, 2, and 3, right?
It goes through... Yeah, 7 and then... I'm not too sure on that, but it goes through, it skips 7 and 8, and 9 and 7 came out afterwards, whatever.
Right.
And then, it goes through the X series up to X7, 8, X8?
See, I didn't know I had the X series. I thought it was just the first 6.
Yeah, dude. So, yeah, there's a lot of games.
Really increases the value for me then.
Cause
all I ever see people play on it is,
I mean, my NES doesn't play games quite right anymore.
Yeah.
The game will go in, but it plays like it's normally playing, but it's all pixelated. Mm. Like everything's pixelated and it won't fix itself. So, I've been actually thinking about getting one of the connectors, or the pin connectors that goes in the NES. Been thinking of getting one of those to actually switch it out.
You just want to get a Retron at this point?
No, I'd rather just
then
play
be
it
able
on
to
my
play Genesis.
Yeah, but I don't have any Genesis games.
But, I mean, it's a whole library.
The
of
only
games
that I have.
Playing.
I mean, it plays the Super Nintendo. Does it play N64?
I think it might. You can start playing the Phantasy Star games. Like one of the most acclaimed like RPGs.
Yeah, but I'd have to buy them.
Expensive. Yeah, they would be expensive, yeah. That's a good point.
I mean, I got my Mike Tyson's Punch-Out on there.
Cool, whoa.
Xevious? Xevious? Is that how you pronounce it?
I think it's Xevious.
Xevious?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I never knew. Xevious? Never knew how to pronounce that game. But I have that. I have,
Nice.
One of the Marios. I have all the Marios for the Nintendo. I don't know what happened to Monster Party. I had Monster Party, but I don't know what happened to that. Ninja Turtles 2, the arcade game. Mega Man... The only Mega Man that I found is Mega Man 3.
Oh, that one had a good music.
Dude, I've lost so many games, and I don't know how. Even my Super Nintendo games, dude. I used to have a bunch of other ones, dude. I think my mom threw them away at one point.
Just happens, man.
Does it just happen?
Yeah.
They gotta be somewhere, dude.
I know. That's what I keep telling myself.
But I mean, I've moved, so I know they're not there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because when you move, you realize what's there and what's not there.
Yeah.
And I'm missing a ton of games that I had from my childhood, which I probably at some point want to go and rebuy. But yeah.
All right. Some highlights real quick. Page 1. Red Dead Redemption and Undead Nightmare bundle for $8. This is PS Plus prices, of course, because that's all I can see. Monster Hunter Freedom Unite, PSP game, / PS Vita. That one's on sale. Street Fighter Alpha 3 Max is PSP, PS Vita game. This is the preferred version to get, because it has everything.
I wonder if that's the version I got.
No.
I can't remember.
Because you can only play it on the PSP or PS Vita, which means it's not the version you
get. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, never mind.
It only ever came out on the handheld. But it is the Ultimate Collection, basically.
Okay.
Resident Evil 4, you can get that for $4.
That's playable on the PS3 only, right?
Yeah, PS3 only. Jack and Daxter Collection for $10.
The whole collection?
The whole collection.
There's like 3 of them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dragon's Dogma, Dark Arisen.
I have that one.
Yeah, they gave it as a freebie. It's a good game, though. It's a good game. Let's see here. Ultra Street Fighter 4, if you haven't picked it up, you want to play some Street Fighter before
PS4?
The new one comes out. PS3. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would they... That sounds so dumb at this point.
It might show up later in the list. You know,
it sounds dumb, though, dude, for
yeah.
the PS3? Why? I mean, it already came out for the PS4, and people are actually playing on PS4 in competitions.
Yeah.
So why do it for the PS3?
Okami HD, $4.20.
$4.20?
Yeah, $4.20 for Okami HD. Sly Collection, Dragon's Crown, Ni No Kuni, Dragon Age Origins, Bioshock.
I already own it.
Metal Gear Solid 3, Snake Eater,
hey!
HD Edition.
How much was that? You already have it, don't you?
$4.50.
Really?
Yeah, that's it,
$4.50. Oh, nice. Might pick that up.
You should pick that up. Yeah. Far Cry 3, you can pick that up.
Have that one.
It's still showing me the price for some reason, but yeah, it was a freebie, wasn't it?
Yeah. Maybe you didn't download that one.
I totally downloaded that one. Metal Gear Solid HD. I totally downloaded Peace Walker, so you can get even more of that story.
Meh.
A bunch of the Prince of Persia games are on sale.
Meh. I didn't care too much for those games.
Ratchet and Clank Collection.
I have two of those.
Samurai Showdown.
What?
Oh, that's only $1.80.
Are you serious? Just the one, though?
Just the one that I...
It doesn't have, like, two or three or four?
Nah. Tekken 2.
That's $1.80. Who cares?
King of Fighters 94, 95, 96.
Yeah.
Loading. Let's see here.
All these retro fighters, man.
I know, dude. There's a bunch of stuff on here, dude. Yeah, like I said, a bunch of the Prince of Persia games.
It's King of Fighters, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dark Souls 2, Scarlet First Sin on PS4. It's even cheaper than I said. It's $24. This is a $60 game you can pick up right now for $24 if you have PlayStation Plus. That is a good deal. The Metro games, Last Light and 2033, the Redux, the HD versions on PS4, $7.50 each. So good games.
Which
good
one deals. Do I have?
Last Light.
Okay.
And this is the PS3 version. Let's see here. John the Ark is a PSP game, playable on the PS Vita. It's a TBS turn-based strategy. I love that game so much. It's like one of my favorite turn-based strategy games I've ever bought. I bought it because the art looked great and looked like an interesting game, a little take on history kind of a thing. And boy, what a gem.
Not better PSP. Than Tactics.
It revitalizes the turn-based strategy genre. It makes it feel fast and fluid. Even though you're still just taking turns and stuff like that, but it has mechanics where your guys can go into like an over mode, right? And like when they're in over mode, if they kill a creature, they get another turn. And so you can
nice.
Keep chaining these things and stuff like that. And like, but same thing with the enemies, they can do that too.
Yeah.
So like, it makes it more exciting, even though it's a turn-based strategy game, it's really good. The story's really good. The dialogue and stuff like that. I mean, the artwork in this game. My PSP, I literally, I kid you not, searched for like 3 weeks to find somebody who had done a wallpaper with John the Ark artwork on it. I think the game case is behind you if you want to pull it out.
What's it called?
John the Ark.
Oh my goodness. Standing up sucks.
I want to help you find it because I just want you to see how good this is. Yeah, here it is.
Oh my god, John the Ark. Is that Joan of Arc?
Yeah.
Is it based on her?
Yeah. No, it's like a twist on her story.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, right? Based.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then tell me that artwork isn't great. Tell me you wouldn't like that as a wallpaper. A poster of that?
It's very, Final Fantasy-ish.
No way.
Yeah.
No way, dude.
Which one? It reminds me of Final Fantasy VI.
They all have the same. They were all done by the same guy. Like that, really weird. Like the image is like her, presumably on the battlefield. It's raining. Her hair's wet and stuff like that. Her weapons all tattered and her robes are all tattered and stuff like that. It's very somber. It's very.
She looks like she's been through some stuff.
Through some stuff. I mean, she's just beautiful. Take the time right now. Pause the podcast. Look up the box art for Jeanne d'Arc.
Jeanne d'Arc.
Thank you for the proper pronunciation. And, it's just, that's what they need to do to make me buy more games physical copies. I mean, stuff like that.
Just the artwork? That's it?
Just the
artwork. On the outside?
Just the artwork.
Look, just for the case?
Look at this inside. It's a full poster.
Yeah, that's cool.
I mean, it's just like, look at this booklet. It's just oozing with personality. I mean, they got the weapons and stuff like that.
Can you see how that reminds me of this?
I can see it. Yeah.
I mean, the art style is kind of there. It's very similar. I'm showing them the Final Fantasy VI artwork.
I thought you were talking about like the characters and stuff like that. Like,
no, just the actual art part. Yeah,
I can see that. It's the image with the walker and like the city in the background.
Yeah, with oh my god, what is her name? I've forgotten her name.
Esper? Ember?
No, Espers are the things.
Yeah, those are the things you pick up.
I can't believe I forgot her name.
Anyway, Legacy of Kain Soul Reaver, you can pick it up for $1.80. Beyond Good and Evil HD Edition is only $2. Right?
$2 is very cheap.
You can pick up the first Dead Space for $3.
Oh, really? I'm totally going to do that.
Yeah?
Yeah. PS3, right?
Yeah, PS3.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to do that.
Oddworld Abe's Odyssey for the PS1.
I'm trying to save money, Dan. Trying to save money, but you're not making this easy.
Far Cry 2, Patapon for the PSP/PS Vita. LA Noir, the complete edition. It's only $8. Psychonauts for $1.50.
LA Noir looks like a good game.
This is a good game. I actually own it. My brother actually got it for me for
nice.
A birthday present a long time ago. One of those games I started but never finished.
Yeah.
But granted, though, when I was started playing it, my TV sucked. And that's a game where you really have to be able to see all the details. From Dust, Resistance Retribution is a PSP, PS Vita game. Certainly been people that take other people's franchises and make good games with them, but when they get to do their own Mega H 2-hour movie. But, I mean, they do make good games. And if you want an example of that, that's a good PSP game to pick up. The first Tomb Raider, Tomba. Have you played Tomba?
No.
Alright, let me explain to you what Tomba is. It is a 2D platformer. But if you ever wanted to know what an open sandbox game would feel like as a 2D platformer, go back to this PS1 gem and play Tomba. Because that's what the game is.
T-O-M-B-A?
T-O-M-B-A. They made a sequel in Japan, never got released over here. But it is literally an open sandbox 2D platformer. You just pick up quests randomly, you do things and you end up completing quests and stuff like that. It's like secret little challenges. It's an amazing game. Amazing game. Actually, I believe 100% of that game, but it's kind of hard to tell because there's no, like, progress bar or anything like that as far as if you did everything. Guacamelee is on sale. Wild Arms. Wild Arms, one of the first...
Oh, that's a PS1 game.
One of the... if not, I believe it is the first RPG on the PlayStation 1. It's like an old Western RPG with a bit of sci-fi mix into it.
On the PlayStation 1?
On the PlayStation 1.
Wasn't Final Fantasy one of the...
It was one of the first, but Wild Arms came out before Final Fantasy.
Really?
VII. Yeah. I believe it is...
I thought Final Fantasy was released at the same, like... At the same time, it was one of the release titles.
No, it was not.
It could be.
It was not a release title. I believe, I'm like 99% sure that Wild Arms was like the first RPG on the PS1. And it is good. It is good. Valkyria Chronicles 2, which is a PSP game. Looks like it's only playable on the PSP, but it's a sequel to Valkyria Chronicles, which is a great game on the PS3. A great turn-based strategy game that, again, revitalizes the whole concept of turn-based. Mixes it with like a shooter. It's really smart. Side Filter. I mean, the first one, come on. Game. Super Puzzle Fighter 2 Turbo HD Remix. $2.
I don't wanna get this, the whole Street Fighter 2 stuff.
No, this is the Puzzle Fighter.
Oh, Puzzle Fighter's cool. Yeah, I like Puzzle Fighter.
I mean, it's just good. I mean, those are some great sales. Wouldn't you agree?
No, Final Fantasy came out before that.
What?
2 years before it.
Really?
Yeah. I think it really was a release title.
American release or Japanese release? I'm speaking about American release.
See, now you got me. Well, it definitely came out 2 years before, but it doesn't... I'm not exactly sure when it came out in the States.
December 20, 1996...
Yeah, it came out in Final Fantasy VI came out in 94. Or Final Fantasy VI.
January 31st, 1997.
What am I looking? I'm looking at 6 for some reason.
Yeah, you're looking at 6.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy VII came out in 1997.
Okay.
Yeah, Wild Arms came out first.
Why am I looking at
Player, please.
All right, man. All right, all right. I made a mistake, all right?
Damn. Jeez.
Damn, bro.
Jesus.
You're right.
You want to get into Destiny real quick?
You demand it. It wasn't even that much before, dude.
But it matters.
It was like 2 weeks before.
It matters.
I guess so. I mean, technically it's true.
All right. Today dropped, again, this is Tuesday. Today dropped Destiny 2.0. It's basically an update that gets it ready for Taken King. It has a lot of the features that they talked about in the Taken King live streams, such as quests and quest tracking. The weapons got nerfed back to their original values.
Oh my god, dude. I've been upgrading all my weapons for nothing.
The funny thing is, he spent like a week upgrading his Galahorn. I have not. I've not even played the game, so I picked up my galley basically. And it looks like in the process of nerfing the weapons back to their original values, they just translated that into a shit ton of XP. So I pretty much almost have a fully upgradable galley, and I've done nothing for it.
All my weapons suck now.
Yeah.
Like, all of them. Every single one of my weapons suck now.
But you said they also nerfed
the monsters.
This is
something, they didn't talk about this. I don't remember them talking about this.
No, well, they said that they weren't going to upgrade them any further.
But yeah, and that's one thing. But actually, like, to make them do half the damage that they originally did.
Not originally,
that they do now, sorry. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's absurd. Half the damage.
But as you've said, it seems that they've also nerfed the enemies.
Yeah, but I wanted to melt those guys, man. The bosses like are so easy to kill now. And I was playing on Sunday, and the bosses just seemed like their XP just got like nerfed to like less than half.
You mean
it's got to be less than half.
Huh? But here's the question, though. Did they accidentally nerf the boss's life before they nerfed the weapons?
Yes. No. Yes. Yes. Yes.
We'll find out. We'll have to find out.
I wonder if it's going to be even now. Like, if it evened it out. No, but they said they were actually going to nerf their HP.
Yeah, they did say
that. So, I mean, I'm assuming it's going to be a little easier. But, yeah, I mean, I was... Oh, my God, dude. I mean, Tolder... What's his name? Tolder Vork? What the hell's his name?
Valor Tarek or something like that?
Yeah, whatever. The Cabal. The Cabal...
Strike
guy at the end with the missile launcher and the machine gun. He melts away with rockets, especially Galahorn. Like, it doesn't take very much to destroy this guy. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I guess that was just it's just something that happened that wasn't supposed to happen so soon.
Yeah, if you jump into the game, they got the collectible thing, so you can break down your exotics and keep them in your collection. So if you ever want to use it again, you can just rebuy it. Same thing with your exotic armors, weapons, emblems, ships, speeder bikes, all those things. They have the new level systems in place, so now you level up with XP and your light is separate. They have the different ghost shells. You can buy ghost shells now that do stuff and give you light levels.
You can't upgrade, though, your level unless you buy the Taken King, right?
I don't know. I mean, we'll find out if we get any XP. It might be a thing where you gain XP for, like, level 35, but you can't hit that peak. I've seen games do things like that.
What I liked about it is that it shows you stuff that you haven't gotten yet.
Oh, and the collectibles?
So you know there's at least, like, two items that you haven't gotten for, you know, this certain, certain type of whatever.
Yeah, and you can go in, you can look at all the new Taken King stuff that you can get, like the new raid ship, and it looks really nice.
Yeah.
No longer do you have to wait until you find somebody that has it and look at their character. Now you can just go to your collectible, see what it looks like, see if it's something you even care about.
And fight for it.
And fight for it.
Are you getting it?
Are you getting it? I mean, if I'm the only one getting it, it's not going to be fun.
I mean, there's other people. Well, there's Monkey.
Yeah, there's Monkey, but I feel like
we're just Draco.
So out of the loop. Draco's not getting it.
He's back and forth. Psycho's on it.
Psycho got it?
So, yeah, he already pre-ordered it. So did Sky.
So does Sky. Yeah. Wow, Sky. But you love playing with Sky.
Sky. Dude, Sky hasn't been on, like, in a long time.
I know.
He's been... I think he's having a... He's been having issues, personal issues to deal with.
A gamer crisis.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with him, but he's just not on stream anymore. Or even, like, playing. I don't see him playing anymore at all.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Hopefully everything gets better for that guy. Whatever he's going through. But, I mean, I don't know, man. Man! Arg!
It looked good. They made changes. It looked fun. You can hear what the new ghost sounds like.
No.
He sounds like C-3PO.
He sounds like an idiot.
He sounds like C-3PO.
C-3PO is an idiot.
You'll get over it.
He really is an idiot.
You'll get over it.
You know C-3PO is an idiot.
C-3PO knows over 3,000 languages.
Is he an idiot?
He is. He's just nerdy. I mean, it's pretty all he is.
Dude, that guy is stupid. He's a smart, stupid guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Well, it explains why the ghost doesn't say anything for like 2 expansions.
No, that ghost is ridiculously bad. His voice sucks. He doesn't have... It doesn't sound like he has any passion. Like, he's just... He's really bland.
That's the same thing people said about Peter Dinklage.
No, that's not true.
Yes, it is. What was the biggest complaint people said about Peter Dinklage's voice?
Oh, it sounds like light. He
phoned it in.
Don't call me that.
He sounds like...
Come on, there's passion in that.
It sounds
this new guy's gonna be like, don't call me that.
We'll play the mission. We'll find out what it sounds like. But I remember all the time people knocking on Peter Dinklage. Oh, it sounds like he phoned it. It sounds like he didn't care.
No.
So I'm thinking it's not the actor. I'm thinking it's Bungie's voice directing at this point. We've had 2 different voice actors.
We have to do the first mission on Venus. The first mission on Venus. Yeah, there's a lot of talk with the stranger.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it gets called a little ghost, yeah.
Yeah, little light, yeah.
Or little light, yeah.
There's a new emblem called little light. It's pretty sick.
Yeah, I saw that.
I picked it up, yeah.
As it is right now, I don't like his voice. I don't like his voice acting.
But do you want Taken King?
Oh, yeah. That's the original question. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I want to watch gameplay. I mean, I need to watch gameplay.
What they've already shown you?
No. For the DLC stuff. The DLC stuff. I want to watch gameplay for the DLC stuff.
Okay, but I mean, like, a lot of these new features are because of the DLC.
Yeah.
You don't want to hit that level 40.
It looks nice. The game looks nice. I think
you don't want that Crota Daddy Orcs raid ship.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a big name for that ship.
That was a big ship. You don't want that new ship you get from the Orcs' raid?
I don't care too much for the ships. I don't
want. You don't want those new emblems?
I want my character. I want character stuff
in it.
Yeah, I want new armor that makes me look cool.
The also updated the graphics. We noticed in the ship.
Yeah, some of the graphics are a little better. Yeah.
The ship, right? It's a lot more detailed.
She has freckles.
Yeah, you see, she has freckles.
She doesn't have freckles, is she?
I noticed my Titan grenade, especially the purple one, the one that explodes twice, had like new effects into it. And stuff like that. So there's definitely some new.
I mean, they revamped the graphics on the what would you call this?
I don't know.
The emblems, I guess, for the classes and stuff like that. The pictures for the classes.
Oh yeah, the Striker or Dawn Guard. The basically the picture shows you what class you are.
And yeah, like a lot of graphical changes.
I think for the better.
It looked a lot better. I mean, then there's the vault,
which more room for everything.
The bounties as well. There's 16 slots now instead of 10.
Yeah.
Was it no?
16 bounty slots instead of 10. Yeah.
Yeah, it was 10. That was correct. That's correct. Yeah.
You can track up to 4 different quests, includes quests and bounties.
The tracking is cool because you can just like open up your ghosts and they're all right there.
Yep.
That's really nice instead of actually having going to the damn menu, which I did forever. I mean, it wasn't bad until, like, realized that now you don't have to do that.
Yeah.
Now it looks really bad. I was like, really? I had to do all that?
Yeah.
Which wasn't even that big of a deal. It's just, like, 2 buttons.
I know. exotics will now get painted by shaders.
Oh, yeah. Shaders working on exotics.
Yeah. That's, for some people, that's a really big deal. People really, like, oh man!
Now my black helmet that says black with like a bunch of other colors that I didn't like the look of.
Yeah,
that's gonna change. That's cool.
Shatter White will now make you completely white.
Yeah.
Instead of having some weird...
Even if I have my obsidian helmet.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's pretty cool.
I don't think I ever tried that, Shatter White with that helmet.
It probably would have looked pretty cool. Now it won't.
Yeah.
All right, let's do a Twitter question real quick.
Twitter question of the month.
Of the week.
Week.
All right. Twitter question of the week is...
No, I haven't actually read this, so...
Okay, wow, this is probably going to take you some time. It's actually taking me some time. You're still thinking about it?
You don't want to post a damn question. You figure that if you post a question, it's because you already know the answer to the question. Yeah, but you don't do that.
This is how tough a question I posted here.
Okay.
Yeah. One of our responses is actually a really good response. What game spell or ability would you like to have?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. So, let's...
Oh, my God. Now I got to think about every single game.
Let's go to the readers while we think about this real quick. Solo_A31 hits us up. Prince of Persia, ability to rewind time. Pretty good.
Yeah.
I believe it's only like a few seconds at a time.
Groundhog Day.
Yeah. So it's like, I think it's like 7 seconds of rewind or something like that. But it activates when you die.
What about the new game?
What new game?
What is it called? The one we just...
Time Force Ultra?
Time Force Ultra, yeah. You could do that more seconds.
Multiple people, yeah.
It's the same ability, but now we're talking about more time.
Yeah, but then you also have to save yourself from dying.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. All right, we got Riddle Master here, RYDLMSTR. The ability to write and travel through age-linking books. She's talking about the Myst series. One of the main guys in the Myst series, he would write a book, and would write a world or whatever, and then he could go visit that world. That's what she's talking about.
You know what that movie was, where the guy was writing a book and everything was coming true?
In the Mouth of Madness.
Is that what it was called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to rewatch that, because I saw it as a kid and I didn't understand it, really.
Yeah.
But I want to watch it again, now that I can understand.
I like that movie.
It was weird. It's creepy. But as a kid, it was.
Oh, man.
Indeed.
Ability.
Or spell. If they have, like, a really cool magic spell. Yeah. Basically, something you can do.
Do you have one?
I have a, like, backup. I can't think of anything better one, which I've currently, like, literally just forgotten what it was. Oh, man.
My first thought, and like you said, there's probably a better one that I'm not thinking of right now, but my first thought was the cloak from Zelda A Link to the Past.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the invisibility cloak.
Yeah. Oh, perv.
how did you know? I definitely want to hide in bushes, peeking in people's houses.
Yeah.
Especially during shower times. No. No, I would rob a bank. Duh, dude.
You know how to do it.
I would rob like 3 banks in the same day. No one would be able to see me. Until my magic runs out.
Oh, yeah.
Damn it, did I forget to take a potion? I think I forgot to take a potion.
You forgot to kill a fairy.
That's the first thing that comes to my mind. But I know there's better ones than that.
I think I know which one I would like. A little bit out of left field. This is a game for the DS that came out, called Rune Factory. And it's like Harvest Moon mixed with a little bit of dungeon crawling. But the characters in those games can befriend pretty much every creature in that game. And even to the point where you can get them to fight with you, or some of them will be able to, like, take care of your farm for you. So the ability to befriend and have basically animals that I can just, like, hey, can you go do this for me? Or, hey, help me out with this. And pretty much every creature out there, except for, like, you know, bosses, whatever that would be in the real world, I think that's a pretty cool ability.
I think I'm going to go with my... I think I'm going to go with my Street Fighter character.
Bison?
Yeah.
M. Bison?
M. Bison.
Which ability?
He can fly, and he can teleport.
Okay, can he fly or can he hover? Again, a difference between flying and hovering.
He does Psycho Crusher. That's not a hover. That's a flying move.
In the new Street Fighter, it's a flying move.
What about when he, like, pushes everybody up? When he does his Ultra?
Okay, okay.
That's not a hover. That is flight.
Then how come he takes airplanes to places?
Because he can't fly as fast as an airplane. Duh, dude.
Okay, so there's a limit to his flying.
Yeah, there is. But he can teleport.
He can teleport short distances.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter, dude. As long as they don't catch you on recovery, you'll be okay. Plus, I mean, if you're going to go through the whole Bison series, he also has a fireball.
Right.
He
can grab people.
He can change bodies.
He can use the force.
He can change bodies. When his body starts decaying, he can move into another body.
Would you do that?
Yeah.
You'd be evil?
I would be evil.
Just so you could live longer. Suddenly, the worth of human life means nothing to you, and you start to hold your arms out in front of you.
I mean, I'm not going to try to catch some kind of Ryu guy, you know, maybe some kind of Hitler guy. You know, so I wouldn't be completely evil. Like, maybe Donald Trump. I'd probably take over his body, just so you could rot faster.
So you can rot faster, and so you can have billions of dollars.
Yeah. I mean, Bison already has billions of dollars.
It's true. Bison does, because he's an evil mastermind.
That Donald Trump guy says some stupid stuff. And I'm not even talking about the immigration stuff. Like, he's just... I don't know, man. He says some dumb stuff sometimes, man.
Sounds like
I'm going to build a wall. It's like, yeah, but I'm going to be the one paying for it, dude. I don't want you to building a wall. Yeah. That's an expensive wall.
It's an expensive wall. Then where Mexico's going to pay for it.
Oh, yeah, that's right, that's right. Yeah. He's going to make Mexico pay for it. So I'm okay. Okay. I'm good. Whatever. I don't want to get into politics.
Yeah. Wrong podcast, bro.
I think Bison's my guy. I can be evil. I can change bodies. I can teleport. I can fly.
Okay. So you
I mean, I wouldn't be evil, evil.
You want the ability to use, what's his magic called? Does he call it
psycho power?
Yeah, it's psycho power. Yeah. You want to be able to use psycho power.
Yeah. Yeah,
basically. You want to be able to reject your goodness and make this hot babe.
I would already be there.
Yeah, there'd be a hot babe of your
she's
goodness.
She's not that hot.
Rose is not bad.
She's alright.
I mean, she's one of the few actual adult females in that game. Chun-Li, Rose, Sakura's
Viper. But Viper's not even a Street Fighter character.
Yeah, Viper's not even a Street Fighter character.
Chun-Li? No, Chun-Li's young, huh?
Chun-Li's not.
She's not young. She's an adult. She's an adult, but she's still kind of young. She's still fairly young.
I mean, she's probably like in her 20s, mid-20s.
Ibuki's a school girl. Sakura's a school girl.
I'd say Chun-Li. Jesus. Chun-Li would. I'd say by the time Rose comes out, Chun-Li's probably mid-20s.
But the thing about Rose is she's not even a person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's an incarnation. So, and a Bison is too, though. But I don't know. I don't know, man. I wonder if, did Rose do the same thing? I don't even know how the lore goes with
See, I had my lore all confused. I thought Bison and Rose are part of used to be part of the same organization, and Rose was hunting them down because he went rogue.
Well, they were part of the same organization because they were part of the same organism.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Therefore, they were part of the... Oh my god, what is the name of the organization? I forgot. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But anyway, no. Yeah. Psycho Crusher. Psycho Power.
Psycho Power.
I can stomp on people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can boot stomp people.
Yeah, and I can knee press them.
Using your very, very Third Reich outfit.
I can switch outfits. I have the tattered outfit, right? The battle worn one. But I have the one that makes me look like I'm a Aztec warrior.
But you wouldn't.
Apparently, I can wear the one that makes me look like a Black Panther. Oh my god. I probably would wear that one. And
these are all great things.
And I could probably wear, what is this? What's the other one he has? Oh, his little robot. No, that's still kind of Third Reich robotic though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. I probably wear the cape. Definitely wear the cape.
And you'll forever know that you will never be able to compete if you cannot defeat Ryu Shenlong.
Whatever. I got that right. I made him. No. Akuma made him turn evil.
Is that lore? Is that canon? Is Ryu evil now?
Evil Ryu?
Yeah.
I don't know how official that is in the storyline.
Because he has it in him now. But I don't think. I'm not sure.
But they took out his heart.
He took out Ryu's heart?
Yeah, he doesn't have a heart. Evil Ryu doesn't have a heart.
Oh, Evil Ryu doesn't have a
heart. Yeah.
I think Evil Ryu is something that Ryu struggles with, but he hasn't gone evil.
But he has no heart anymore. Like, it's physically out of his body.
I mean, the physical character of Evil Ryu wouldn't have a heart, but I think in the lore, in the canon,
that hasn't happened. Oh, as of now, like, yeah, okay, I see what you're saying.
I think it's just like this.
He's struggling with the
dark force of that Ryu could become.
I'd have to look into that.
Yeah, because it's kind of hard.
I don't know any of the newer
lore. It's like in the
comic
books and like the TV shows. And like it's all over the place. That's all like canon. Everything's canon with everything these days.
I mean, when Ryu lost his goodness, it was the worst day of his life. Yeah. But for Bison, it was Tuesday.
Alright. Thanks for listening. This is episode 50.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Stay tuned. We'll be covering that Tokyo Game Show coverage. At least I will.
Which would be our anniversary, basically.
Yeah, you're right.
Because we started with Tokyo Game Show.
Did we?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was our first one. Our first one was Tokyo Game Show.
Maybe we'll do something special for
an extravaganza!
One. I don't know what we'll do, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we got a couple weeks.
Maybe we'll do a top 10 of some type?
Yeah, maybe we'll just cut clips from every single podcast.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
And turn it into one new podcast.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, you better get started.
No, that's not happening.
Catch me on Black Hole Flare on Twitch TV.
Yeah, and follow us at Uncore Gamers. Find out when Jeff goes live sometimes. Or just follow him.
I'm on Twitter too.
At Black Hole Flare.
Black Hole Flare.
See you guys later.